Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Time now for a bit of culture, a bit more culture on Open House with our esteemed book critic, All Stand, Cara Martin. Tonight, we look at a book by one of our Open House favourites, Keith Garner. It's called A Word for the World, and it's a collection of sermons by the man himself. Cara, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Always great to see you. The foreword is by Mark Scott, Managing Director of the ABC, which says a lot, doesn't it?
It does. He's so warm in what he says, but clearly, as someone who's representative of a public company like that, he's got to be careful about what he endorses. And
yes.
He endorses Keith because of the fabulous work that Keith does as leader of the Wesley Mission, because of the great work that Wesley Mission does as one of Australia's largest charities. But he also points out that Keith Garner is head of the largest uniting church parish in Australia, which is something that's probably people forget because he's part of Wesley Mission. He's often speaking on behalf of Wesley Mission. And Mark Scott says from personal experience that he sees Keith as an inspired preacher, which again is something perhaps people haven't associated with Keith Garner. So it's nice to have this collection put together.
Could I share with you this also? For 7 years I worked on the breakfast program on Sky News from really early in the morning, and without fail, rain, hail or shine, on Christmas Day and Good Friday, Keith would be in on the set giving the good news of Christmas Day and Good Friday. And that takes a lot.
Yeah.
And he shone lots of light across Sky News there. So what's the idea of collating a series of sermons? Mm. What's the main message that he's got for us?
Well, he has four different areas: success, sorrow, society and spirituality. And he sees these as four critical areas that need addressing in society as a whole. So I guess these sermons he sees as not just being for Christians, but it's a way of illuminating what God has to say about these four things for the whole world. So about success, about sorrow that people don't know how to deal with, about society, and really there he's talking about the need for community, the hunger for community, and about spirituality, the great quest that's out there for seeking spiritual things. And he says, basically, I guess you, to sum up his message, it's, hey, church, how about you become the prophetic voice that God created you to be?
So that's interesting. It's not necessarily directed towards spectators of Christian faith. No. It's a bit of a shot at the church.
No, he's saying that the church needs to wake up to itself, that we need to be careful about getting obsessed with success ourselves, about glitzy presentation and those sort of things. He says we need to nurture leaders of the church who can talk about the whole gospel, which is not just a spiritual message, it's a message about changing the whole world in which we live. And he talks about the need to challenge Christians to actually live out the Christian message in every part of their lives. So where they work, where they serve, wherever they are, the whole of life needs to spread this good news.
And where he works and how he works, from your knowledge of him, he's a guy with his sleeves rolled up.
Well, I think that's what gives this book such integrity. He's not saying, you guys go and be like this, whereas he's something different.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, even though he's on TV, he's head of this very large organisation, he's got this very large parish, when you talk to him, you don't get that sense of celebrity at all, do you, Lee?
No. Yeah. He's a powerhouse, actually. He's absolutely unstoppable.
Yeah. And he's so down to earth, and he treats everybody the same. I mean, he has the opportunity to mix with prime ministers and with people on the street, and I'm sure he would show the same love and concern and care and compassion to whoever he was with at the time.
I can tell you he does. It's interesting, this book also includes a DVD with four relevant interviews on this. How does that link in with the book?
Well, he has done four interviews that link in with those four sections. So in terms of success, he interviews Nick Farr-Jones, the ex-Australian rugby captain. And what I liked about that is he talks about success, but he also talks about failure, which is something perhaps we're much more familiar with.
Yes.
And then for sorrow, he speaks to someone you might have heard of, Lee Hatcher.
When Cara came in tonight, I have had no say in the selection of this. I said, this is a bit familiar to me. She said, oh, yeah, you're honest. Yes. Yeah.
And
I'm the sorrowful man.
You are, but you talk beautifully about your journey through chronic fatigue, and that's a very powerful interview. And then he has Tanya Plibersek, the MP, talking about society and the sense that society consists of business, of community and government seeking to work together. And she talks about some of the challenges of that. And then he had someone who I'd never heard of previously, Margaret Somerville, but she's a national treasure.
Just tell us briefly her story. It's an amazing story.
Oh, she is, I think she's close to 100 or something,
yes,
but yeah. She's an MBE, and she is just this beautiful spiritual woman. You just see God's spirit shining forth from her, and she is so enthusiastic about the need for intimate relationship with God and what that can accomplish through you, beyond you.
She's got a great story. Here's a question. Is this going to be a bit of the way of the future? So I've got the book, but we've also got video.
Yeah.
Is it going to be necessary for books to carry more and more visual elements like that?
I think it will be, and I think it's a great innovation to have this, because I think people, we're becoming much more oriented towards the visual, and we're getting more and more used to people sending us links to things that are visual,
yes,
as well as the printed word. And to actually combine them also makes this book a very useful resource. This is not just a book that an individual can read, but it's a book that a group can work through together. But also it's something where you can use these interviews as a stepping stone or a bridge to actually communicating the message.
Yeah. Easy book to follow? Is it readable for the reader?
One thing I would have really loved, because there's just a selection of sermons, I would have really loved a bit of linking between the different sermons. So that's a bit of a downer for me. But however, once you get into these sermons, he's just got such a beautiful way of combining story and the Word of God. The Word of God is always central to what he does. And there's an amazing sermon in there on depression, which I just found so illuminating. And then he has a sermon on prayer as well in the spirituality section, in which he talks about prayer being God's gift to a thirsting heart, God's challenge to a thinking mind, and God's warning to the flippant. So he's got a great turn of phrase.
So he gets his word out to the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cara Martin, you do find some gems. My personal stamp of approval. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us on Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.